Testivity Audio Course, Module 17, Health Insurance Basics.
Health insurance is offered through private commercial insurers, service organizations, or the government, as outlined below. Commercial insurance companies, service organizations, HMOs, PPOs, and POS plans, government, federal, Social Security, disability income, Medicare, TRICARE, and CHAMPIS, and state government, Medicaid. Note, workers' comp is administered at the state level, but is sold by private commercial insurers. Commercial insurers. While an insurance company may specialize in only one or two types of insurance, most insurance companies offer life insurance as well as health insurance. Health insurance may be offered through either an individual or group policy, with certain provisions common to both. The unique characteristics of group health insurance will be discussed later in the text. Service providers. Some organizations resemble private insurance companies by offering protection against the financial loss caused by illness and accidents. However, in key respects, these organizations are quite different from private insurers. Examples of service providers are health maintenance organizations, HMOs, preferred provider organizations, PPOs, and point of service plans, POS. Government insurers. Federal, state, and local governments provide social insurance to a segment of the population who would otherwise be without coverage. The federal government offers a variety of military life and health insurance plans, as well as Medicare, which is the health insurance part of Social Security. At the state level, the government provides unemployment insurance, workers' comp programs, and state-run medical expense insurance plans for the financially needy, Medicaid. Health insurance is a broad term that includes medical expense insurance, AD&D, or accidental death and dismemberment insurance, dental insurance, long-term care insurance, disability income insurance, among others. In all forms, health insurance offers protection against financial loss resulting from illness or accidental injury. Underwriting. Like life insurance underwriters, health insurance underwriters are in the business of analyzing insurance applicants to determine if they represent an insurable risk. Underwriters determine if an applicant is insurable, and if so, at what rate. Many of the same applicant characteristics and hazards are of concern to health insurance underwriters as they are to life insurance underwriters, but for different reasons. Age. It is an easily recognized fact that a person's age can have a direct bearing on the expected health of that person. Not only are the very young or very old people more apt to become ill more often than people in the middle, but the length and severity of the illness may be greater. Gender. Although insurers are increasingly using unisex rate tables, it is a statistical fact that a female is more likely to get pregnant than a male. Therefore, if a policy covers childbirth, a female will most likely pay higher premium than a male during the childbearing years. In the same vein, a male is more likely to suffer from a heart attack than a female, and premiums will reflect this at more advanced ages. Financial status. Especially with disability income insurance, the applicant's current income, in relation to the amount of insurance being applied for, is important in underwriting. Occupation. One's occupation is of concern to the health underwriter, for obvious reasons. This is true whether the applicant is seeking medical expense reimbursement insurance or disability income insurance. Medical condition. The most significant factor used in evaluating a health insurance applicant is the applicant's current physical condition and past medical history. Other factors. The health underwriter is as concerned about moral and morale hazards as is the life underwriter. What are the applicant's hobbies and avocations? Does the applicant drink alcohol excessively or abuse drugs? Answers to many of these questions are obtained from the application. Underwriters also have access to consumer investigation reports, namely the Medical Information Bureau, driving record, and credit report. Underwriting the substandard risk. Health underwriters have several options available to them in setting rates for applicants who represent a substandard risk. Techniques for handling substandard risks include exclusions. If an applicant seems at particularly high risk for a certain illness or injury, the underwriter may propose excluding that illness or injury from coverage. For example, a person with a history of back problems might be offered a health policy that excludes coverage for spine-related medical expenses. Modification of coverage. Insurers may offer a policy that is modified to reflect the greater risk posed by the applicant. Unlike the exclusion approach, a modified policy would not exclude protection of a certain illness, but may reduce benefits paid for certain medical care if the applicant seems predisposed to having a claim for a specific medical problem. Extra premium. If at all possible, insurers prefer to deal with substandard risks by charging an extra premium and providing full coverage. Health insurance claims. The challenges facing the health claim examiner are different from those of the life claim examiner. With life insurance, if the insured has died within the terms of the policy, the death benefit will be paid. Health insurance claims are subject to several variables. The cost of medical care depends on the type and degree of one's illness or injury. Some medical claims can become very complicated, with medical bills coming from different sources. The claim examiner must review each bill to see if it represents a covered expense and if it falls within the coverage offered by the policy. The principle of indemnity states that no one should profit from an insurance claim. Some insureds may have coverage through two or more policies. If so, the claim examiners must know this and must communicate with each other to make sure that the combined amount of money paid on the claim does not exceed 100% of the medical expense. One policy is designated the primary insurance and will pay its full policy obligations. Any other insurance will then pay whatever amount is necessary to bring the total benefit paid to no more than 100% of the total costs. There are other considerations that are predicated on the particular type of health insurance in question. Disability claims present challenges that are different from medical expense reimbursement claims. As we review each type of health insurance in detail, some of these unique considerations will become evident.